This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
New from Radiotopia presents Red for Revolution, an audio drama about Black love, queer romance, and liberation. Join Jasmine, an 18-year-old navigating her queer identity while learning about her grandmother's secret love affair. Through her discoveries, we're transported back to 1971 to witness two remarkable women embark on a romance that defies all conventions. Subscribe to Radiotopia Presents and listen to Red for Revolution wherever you get your podcasts.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Once again, it's that most wonderful time of the week when we're joined by our dear friend from the Left Coast, the founder of the largest online progressive community, and we're going to see a lot of new and updated changes this year once again from Thursday Coast. We look forward to that. Marcos joins us once again in his so I have a hoodie on. Marcos has on a hoodie and a sport coat. That's formal
California
Silicon Valley wear. Like, that's nobody no necktie no more. We don't do that. If I put a jacket on, then I could go with him and we'd be
I've done that.
Matter of fact, I might do that tonight. I'm going somewhere tonight. I put on a hoodie. I might put a jacket on.
Actually, I've seen this look in New York too. I don't think it's just California. Like, it's a slightly elevated casual. You have to put on a suit. This jacket doesn't have it. If it was the right type of jacket, I would actually have a pocket square maybe. So that would be my version. But I don't think I've worn a tie in years. And I bought a bunch because...
I don't remember have I ever seen you in a tie?
I
think we were somewhere one day and took a picture together and you had on a tie. But I think it was when we went to Press Club a couple of years ago for something.
Yeah.
Look. And you know what? I can't do it. I'm in New York. I got to go out some tonight and it's still freezing cold here. So I got to, that affects the wardrobe.
I'm in the warmest part of the continental USA the last several days in a row, which is kind of amazing. It's warmer here than it is in Miami, in LA,
for
Phoenix, the weather.
That's incredible. Yeah. For the past two weeks, folks have been trying to get me, including this weekend, to come to Minneapolis. I just haven't been able to work it out. And I'm okay. like 30, but I mean, I'm not trying to be rude. I support. I wanted to be there for the march last week. Well, full disclosure, it was cold. And the airlines knew everybody was going to Minneapolis last weekend because of the marches.
Mm-hmm.
Man, those plane tickets from New York were like $1,500.
Whoa.
I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah.
So I had to weigh, dealing with all of that. And it was cold.
I don't know. Those Vikings in Minnesota, they're handling it. They're doing a great job of handling it. So.
Yeah. And thankfully, y'all, and we want to get into that. You've written about how Alex Pretty's killing has broken the Trump misinformation machine.
Yeah.
Talk to us about that.
So obviously we've been trying to talk about the ICE abuses for pretty much the entire Trump presidency, right? Like as soon as he unleashed those goons on American cities. And it's not like it hasn't been penetrating. I mean, we've seen public opinion very gradually turn against ICE and against its tactics. But really, the idea of abolishing ICE was still very much a fringe position until Minnesota. Right? Minnesota really started turning public opinion. But we haven't really seen a lot of polling post Preddy, which I think is just going to be cataclysmic for the administration, which is why Republicans and even Trump are starting to trying to figure out how to better message it. I don't think they're trying to back off of their tactics. I think they're trying to figure out how to better sell it. But when it was brown people, that's not penetrating because there really isn't a lot of empathy for marginalized communities like Latinos, right? It's just not penetrating the zeitgeist. Children, that certainly doesn't impact a lot of people. I mean, they get gunned down in schools every week, right? And nobody seems to give a damn about that anymore. So the picture of Liam, the kid with the Spider-Man backpack who was kidnapped by ICE, coming out of school, that didn't really change public opinion dramatically in any way. Shooting Renee Good. Oh, she's a lesbian. She's a woman. Like, easy to dismiss. And that didn't penetrate.
And no coverage of Keith Porter.
Keith Porter, he's black. Like, what's he going to penetrate the zeitgeist, right? So that never stood a chance. But then you get to Preddy, right? Preddy is white. He's a man. He worked with veterans. He owned a gun and he was carrying it. This is where a significant portion of the American people, and particularly a lot of white conservative men, that's a good guy with a gun that they've been talking about forever. And he was gunned down for coming to the aid of a woman. He was doing the most masculine thing possible, being a protector.
And did you see the NRA's tweet?
Yeah.
I mean, when the NRA, when's the last time we agreed with the NRA on anything?
Yeah.
They were like, no, that's Second Amendment, y'all. You can't do that to him. That was a blow. I'm going to let you finish, but let me just also point this out. In fairness, because I was just talking with a friend of mine on the phone about this earlier, everything you said about Preddy is true. Add to that the very graphic, irrefutable video footage. So we didn't have video footage of Keith Porter.
Nope.
We saw them fire the shots at Renee Good.
Mm-hmm.
But you see them close up. One, take the gun off of Preddy's person.
Yeah.
Because they came out loud in the beginning. Christian Owen with the whole made up thing, face thing. And Bonvino, whatever, Bondino, I can't even think. Is that how he said?
Bonvino, yeah, I guess. Bovino.
I had him say he pulled the weapon on them. You see the dude take the weapon off of him, and then they gun him down like he was a dog.
Mm-hmm.
We've not seen anything like that, quite frankly, since Ahmaud Arbery, remember?
Yeah.
See, before George Floyd, y'all, folk were traumatized. They had Ahmaud Arbery on the loop. And that was, so anyway, yeah, proceed. That changes the game.
Absolutely, because suddenly it's not people who deserve it, which is usually black and brown people and maybe lesbians and everybody who they want to other, which is anybody that's not a white dude, right?
Right.
It's one of them. And I mean, Mark, I've seen people, I've seen a lot of black commentators saying like, welcome to our world. Now you see what we have to deal with all the time.
Right.
Including the bald-faced lying. And this is the playbook. This is what they always do. They just didn't adjust for the fact that there was like six people recording the situation from every possible angle, and not single one of those angles exonerated the officers and what they did. In fact, it was amazing. Every one of them made it worse. Like every video as it came out, like it's even worse than we thought, right? Like in every bit of news, oh, now he's a VA nurse. Oh, he worked with veterans. Oh, we have video of him eulogizing a veteran who died using very patriotic terms. Like everything about him was completely catastrophic to the administration. And right now they're all like sniping at each other, trying to like throw each other under the bus, right? And yeah, Chris, you know, I'm saying like everything I've said was stuff that Donald Trump and Stephen Miller told me to say, which is true.
I missed that. She said that?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Because she suddenly is like, is she going to get, you know, she going to be forced to resign or is she going to get fired? And so she came out and said everything she says is because of what Donald Trump and Stephen Miller told her to say. So they're all realizing that this is probably the worst PR crisis I think that Trump has ever faced. And it's not going away. It's not going away because now people are actually paying attention and they don't like what they're seeing in videos. And, you know, social media algorithms that like have benefited right wing, right? Because it's outrage farming. Right now, all the algorithms are feeding me are videos of ICE goons violating people's rights. And I'm
how does that work when those there is a point where the algorithms can't stop or overwhelm the organic posting that people are doing, right? Isn't that the reason for that? Because I know they're not changing the algorithms to hurt them, but it's that's how big it is. That's a reflection of how big this is, right?
Because the algorithms reward outrage and engagement, the sharing and the liking and the commenting, right? And people are so pissed about this. And Mark, I wrote about this. I'm a big Redditor. I love Reddit. And one of my favorite subreddits is called the NFC North Meme War. And basically what it is fans of the NFC North, the football division, making fun of each other, very good naturedly. So fans of the Vikings, the Bears, the Packers, and the Lions. And so we all just poke fun of each other. It's all in good fun. If you go to the team subreddits, they're like really intense and they're all like a bunch of bros. Like it's just like, it's pretty bad. The meme war sub is like where people who actually treat sports as fun, like hang out, right? Like it's good nature, like poking. And Mark, it's been completely taken over by Fuck ICE. And it's funny because people are like, all right, I guess I'm a Vikings fan now, right? So, and it's this whole club of Chicagoans, Wisconsinites, and Michiganers like backing up Minnesota over what's going on. And there's even pushback in that subreddit from right wingers. Obviously, they were like, we shouldn't have politics in the sports subreddit, right? And they get shouted down and they get basically pushed out. Because the outrage is so deep that it's actually bled over into non-political spaces. And that's when you know it's a big deal. When this is not just a, you know, Daily Coast and on our show, on your show and political circles where we're arguing about this stuff. It's when it bleeds over into non-political spaces. And that's exactly what this story has done. And it's what the algorithm is feeding off of. And it's bad, Mark. It's one thing to read about like ICE agents force a woman to stop recording, right? Like there's an intellectual component. When you see those thugs coming up and threatening and screaming and saying, I know where you live. I know where your children go to school. You better stop recording. I don't give a damn. Or when you see the shooting of Renee Good, when the guy says, you know, he calls her a bitch after he murders her, or there's one angle, one of the videos from the Preddy shooting where a woman's screaming and the ICE agent goes, oh, boo hoo, right to her. Like these are the things that viscerally cut through. And that's what this done. And this is why Trump is trying to figure out a way out. It's why he demoted Bovino or Bovine or whatever. I when I see his name, I think Bovine, which is pig. So I actually don't know what his name is because I just read it as pig every time I see his name.
Pig. That's right. Very appropriate name for the job.
But it's not a PR problem for the administration. It's a policy problem. Like now that people are paying attention, they realize that they don't like the policy it's clear that those ICE agents aren't trained properly. I mean, I think their training was supposed to be 3 months and it's down to 30 days, 29 days, I think I last saw, because they're trying to shrink to get them out of the field faster. But then you get the situation that you saw with Alex Preti, where they already had taken his gun away and the other agents said no, because they're not communicating. They're not working as a team. They're not following proper protocols. Or in the Rene Good shooting, where you don't, like, police training says you don't get in front of a vehicle. You never stand in front of a vehicle. So there's no scenario in which you can say she was going to try to run me over, because you're never supposed to be in front of a vehicle anyway. And there's use of force guidelines, right? Like, there's literally no reason that ICE agents should have guns. None. Nobody's shooting back at them. Has there been a single incident ever of a undocumented immigrant shooting back at an ICE agent?
Right. Nobody shot back at an ICE agent.
No, nobody's shooting ICE agents because they're following up on misdemeanor charges. It's a paperwork charge. Undocumented immigrants are not felons. They're not violent criminals. Now, granted, if there's an actual violent criminal undocumented immigrant, great. Then you get the police to join you. Right? You make it a police action. So all these people are starting to act like, oh my God, abolish ICE. That's so radical. ICE has only been around for like 15 years. It's not even an agency that existed until very recently. When was ICE established? 2003. So it's only been around for 22 years.
But now, keep in mind, what further complicates matters is that Preti's killer or killers were not necessarily ICE. They were CBP, Customs and Border Patrol.
Yeah.
And technically, now I've been told, I need to fact check this. Anybody watching, fact check, put it in the comments. You know, this is a community broadcast, y'all. We don't have Marco's not here. We don't have no 60 minute staff. If y'all been listening for years, I got a story about not having 60 minute staff. I'll share it again when we have time. But because they came for me like Dan Rather, and I was like, y'all got Dan, y'all ain't gonna get me. All right. So they tried to set me up too. But I've been told that CBP, Customs and Border Patrol, do not have jurisdiction on the streets.
They don't.
That's why it's called border.
Only within 100 miles of the border, and they can only have permanent facilities. They can't set up roving roadblocks and spot checks. So within 100 miles, and they can't stop people, which is why there's a lot of videos. It's freaking great. A lot of videos where people who have been advised, and they'll say, can we see ID? And they'll say, I'm not answering any questions. And they'll just say, I'm not answering any questions. I'm not answering any questions. Am I free to go? Am I being detained? I'm not answering any questions. Am I free to go? And just repeat that over and over again. And eventually they have to let you go. And I saw a number somewhere. This, I don't know if it's true, but it's one of these immigration lawyers saying that 80 to 90% of undocumented immigrants apprehended in these raids are because those people admit that they're in the country. Like they talk. So the word is do not talk. I, if I'm in that situation, would not talk anyway, because I'd want to waste their time. As long as they're like bothering me, they're not actually doing their job, because I'm not undocumented. There's nothing they can do to me. But you don't have to give them ID. You don't have to answer their questions. And it's kind of amazing how they'll keep asking. They'll keep asking. They'll be like, why won't you answer? We can go away right away. And as long as you say nothing, there's actually... Now, they break the law a lot, and they will... you know, arrest some people that don't do that, but then they get let go because they literally cannot. And there's an immigration lawyer that's been viral and who's been representing a lot of these people arrested by ICE. And he says that there's a form that ICE agents have to fill out where it says the reason for the arrest and the probable cause, right? And usually, and this is, I think it's the guy who said, like, it's people who admit it to the agents that they're undocumented, right? He says, and there's some cases where there's actual real warrants because they're actual real criminals. Like, they exist. And nobody's complaining about ICE arresting actual real dangerous criminals. But he says he's never in his life seen one that says refuse to answer questions because they don't have jurisdiction.
So I want to throw something out here. You know, Marcos normally, you know, he's also, well, we probably, it's sometimes both therapists to one another, and he has talked me down. But so this is my theory, and then we'll get into some other stuff too. But let me just say this. Trump believes, we know for a fact, believes that Antifa is an organization and is a whole thing. I have a theory, because, I mean, they're killing white folks. And I told you all, you know, that changed the course of the civil rights movement when LBJ told MLK, all right, we got civil rights in 64. I can't do voting rights in next year. That's a lot, Dr. King. And then they started killing white folks in Selma.
Yeah.
And he had no choice. In fact, you know, there's the conversation he had with George Wallace. George Wallace said, you can't do this to me, governor of Alabama, selling to the president. He said, yeah, man, but George, y'all killing white folks now. I don't have a choice. Trump, see, I don't think that was, this is so random. If you are Trump and you believe there is this so organized white left that's violent and anarchistic, you're going to kill some white people to try to smoke them out because you want another civil war. You follow me, Marcos? I think that's really in the back of their minds. They want white people.
Stephen Miller. Absolutely, Stephen Miller does.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Yeah, because he wants a violent riot because they are a civil war. That's what January 6th was about, y'all. That was, a lot of that was Civil War, January 6th cosplay. And then they got carried away. And some, if you look, some of the people, they're like, wait a minute. I wasn't prepared for all this. I'm just up here. I didn't know we was going to start killing police officers and tearing up the building and defecating in the building, by the way. So I think that's really what they are banking on because they are still in Gettysburg and everywhere else. That's their thinking. Does that?
I mean, I think there's something to that. There's a reason they suddenly are all upset that a liberal had a gun. And now you can't have guns. Like Trump keeps saying that you can't have guns.
Yeah.
That, like, you gun nuts, you like good guy with a gun, you like government tyranny people. Like, this was the moment you were talking about. Why are you suddenly so quiet about it? And because they were never against tyranny. They're against imposing their tyranny on people that they don't like. And this is what we're learning from this moment, that all of these principles that Republicans used to care about, free trade and free speech and now gun rights, all of these things that they supposedly care about, they didn't care about those things.
No.
They wanted to wield those as a cudgel against their political enemies. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. And I have no doubt that Trump is and Miller are desperate for an excuse to revoke the Insurrection Act so they can cancel the November elections.
Yeah,
I used to be like, no, that's not, that's, let's not be, let's not be, go that far. But at this point, I mean, Trump literally said, if you think about it, we shouldn't have elections. He literally said that talking to a Reuters reporter.
Yeah.
Admitting that Republicans were looking really bad heading into this November. And it's, Mark, it's going to get worse. The numbers we're seeing, I don't know if you saw this, there was a special election in Minnesota on Tuesday. Did you see this?
No.
The Democrat, it was a very blue district, right? But the previous Democrat won with like 68% of the vote. The new Democrat in the district won by 90%. Mark, she got 90% of the vote. This is like more than like Putin and, you know, Assad in Syria in their fake elections get. And yes, it was a very blue district, but not that blue. And so everywhere that there's any kind of election or definitely in the polling, it is looking absolutely bleak for Republicans and for Donald Trump itself.
So I'll share it on the screen for those of you watching. I'll read it for those listening. The NRA replied.
No, that's a Republican district attorney. So, or right. U.S. attorney. Yeah.
A Republican U.S. attorney writes, if you approach law enforcement with a gun, there's a high likelihood they will be legally justified in shooting you. The NRA, who we almost never agree with, because we don't agree that the Second Amendment is an individual right to bear arms. And Charlton Heston, I mean, this is Charlton Heston, Moses, Ten Commandments. The NRA tweeted this or X'd this sentiment from the first assistant U.S. attorney for the Central District of California is dangerous and wrong. Responsible public voices should be awaiting a full investigation, not making generalizations and demonizing law-abiding citizens. This was in moments. They were able to confirm that Alex Preddy's firearm was legal, and the NRA said no. So, I mean, that's Trump's people. They're supposed to be together. The question then becomes whether all of this is worth, you know, whether that's worth what's going on in terms of the Epstein file. So you want a distraction from Epstein.
Yeah.
Well, the distraction you create is as costly, if not more costly, than the Epstein files would be. There's also a rumor going around, I don't know if this is true, the Clintons being held in contempt is somewhat, on the Epstein hearings in Congress, is somewhat purposeful. Because if they're held in contempt and have to be brought in, the Clintons, then it has to be discovery.
Mm-hmm.
That's out there. And so that's a way, if you do discovery,
yeah.
Everything. I hope that's right. I want to give Bill and Hillary credit for that.
I mean, we're gonna have a Democratic House in November, and the way things are going, we're gonna have a Democratic Senate. I mean, we have the best possible candidate in Alaska now, and she's leading in the polls there, and it's instant runoff, so it's even easier for her to win in a state like Alaska, right. And we've seen polling out of North Carolina where the Democrats are way ahead. Susan Collins is just getting slammed from the right, and she's losing friends on the left. I mean, we're at a point now where I think it's 50-50 that we take the Senate, and things are not getting any better for Republicans. So I think that's just going to continue deteriorating over this next year. But the House is gone. I mean, Mike Johnson better start measuring the drapes in the minority leader's office if he survives as minority leader. And
or maybe he just go home to his black boyfriend that we saw at first and didn't hear any more about. I'm sorry, I should.
and Trump knows this, which is why he's talking about
boyfriend he adopted. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Trump was saying it's a psychological thing. No, I mean, yes, it's difficult to govern. Yes. What he's done, though, is of historical F-ups levels, because he's now more unpopular than he was his first term when he got his ass whooped in that midterm elections in 2018. So it is looking even worse for him, because back then, remember, he had guardrails. Like, there was establishment Republicans in these agencies that were like kind of pushing back against Trump. He made sure that wasn't going to be the case this time around, right? He's got only loyalists in every single agency, and they're incompetent. What does Kristi Noem know about Homeland Security? She's not a lawyer. She has no law enforcement.
I don't think that's the point. I think that's to get us to see how good plastic surgery really is. I mean, I'm impressed because her face, it's like a lot of people look plastic, but they got her just right, you know, in the cowboy hat. That's a fashion piece, man. That's what that is. That's all that is.
No, it really, that's what matters. I mean, there's no way Trump would ever nominate, Madeleine Albright, somebody who's actually competent and knows what she's doing. Like, he wouldn't do that. They all look like that. If you look at pictures of Christine Nome before the plastic surgery, before she got magnified, she was attractive. Like, she did not need to become plastic Barbie cosplaying Homeland Security. So, yeah, you're right. It's all marketing.
Stepford. I mean, literally all. It's looking Stepford.
But
now they got Nicki Minaj.
Yeah. So now you have agencies that are run by PR figureheads who clearly don't know what they're doing. And of course, that means government don't work. And in a lot of ways, it sort of validates conservative ideology that government is non-functional because they're not functional. But people kind of believe it, but they really don't want that, right? I mean, they do want government that serves them, and they want help with their health insurance bills, and they want help with groceries. And the problem that there's so many problems with this, but one of the big foundational one is that Trump is really does not give a damn about prices, about inflation, about jobs, about any of that.
Actual governing.
He doesn't care about governing. And people are directly affected, and they believe them. They believe them when he said that he was going to lower prices on day one.
Yeah,
he never had, I mean, obviously, you ask, and this is where the electorate is like infuriatingly ignorant, where, okay, he promises that, but how is he going to do it, right? And of course, there's no plan. And people aren't that sophisticated. They just heard that top line, like, I'm going to lower prices on day one. And Democrats being Democrats, we try to like be responsible. Well, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And it's a lot of words. They just heard day one. We threw a lot of words at them. And so we have to be a lot better. And this is where, again, Mandani was so freaking good, right? Like, he's really teaching Democrats that you can have those values underpinning your promises, but the promises you're delivering publicly to the American people have to be so freaking clear that to me and you, it's almost insulting. Right, because
to illuminate your point though, Marcos, even with that first major blizzard as mayor, he's talked about everything and the rent. At the end of the day, everybody in New York was looking, are you gonna take care of this snow?
Yeah,
you still gotta deliver.
Yep,
the fundamental. When Marion Barry went to jail and the Washington Post tried to draft Jesse Jackson to run for mayor of D.C. Rem Jackson told me, he said, Mark, I don't get into potholes. I don't do potholes.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. No, literally, that's a direct quote from him. At the end of the day, Harold Washington, your town.
Yeah.
That was a 30-year fight to get a black mayor in Chicago. But you know why Harold Washington really won that election when he won it? Mm-hmm. Was because Jane Byrne couldn't pick up the snow.
Yep.
Our friend Brandon Johnson, I was there last week. He has, I wish I had the URL. You'd love it. It's snowtracker.com in Chicago. You can go on in real time and see where every snow plow is in the city of Chicago.
That's cool.
So Brandon's not. So with all, you know, and Brandon's been standing up like Mamdani. He was Mamdani before Mamdani ran ice out of town. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, are you picking up this snow, man? Trump, at the end of the day, are you lowering prices? Are you being sure even me as MAGA, I don't have to have an inflated healthcare premium? See, and he's not getting that.
Yeah.
He's not delivering the basic. So, I mean, I think that proves what I'm telling you, man. People vote, oh, Mamdani, the other day. Man, is he going to get this snow? I mean, it would, and if he hadn't gotten that snow, that honeymoon, just gone.
And that's why, and it behooves Democrats to get really laser focused on talking about those issues that people care about. And then you can still, now you have this sort of, oh, we can't talk about immigration as Democrats. Like, shut. You can literally, first of all, there's the government abuse. Like, you can talk about that, but you can tie that to Trump's he doesn't care about you. He like this and his ballroom and marble armrests for the Kennedy Center and changing the Kennedy Center's name. And that's what he cares about. I mean, he's tweeting about the new kickoff rule in football. while Minnesota is under assault by federal forces, this is where Democrats got hit. And this is where Biden and Kamala Harris, it wasn't that she supported gender-affirming surgery for trans prisoners. That wasn't, people generally aren't hateful towards trans people. It was the idea that she cares about they, them, not about you, right?
That it was Willie Horton.
Right. And so you turn that, right? You can say he cares about like burning American cities with government goons. He doesn't care about lowering your prices. He said day one. How many days are we in? Are your prices lower?
No, not at all.
That's so you're not making the election about the immigration rate. You're making about how he cares about all this other stuff, except you, the American taxpayer, American voter. It's freaking powerful. And the polling is showing that people are upset. It's critical, so much so that even Trump is trying to figure out a way to get out of it without really stopping what he's doing. Because he still wants to do what he's doing. He just trying to figure out how to sell it better. You can't.
Trying to get out of it with more flashbanging. That's why everyone's overwhelmed. So my phone is blowing up yesterday. Brother, you got to help us. What are we going to do? I said, what's going on? He said, this is before it even hit the wires, the news, the websites. They are down here. People calling me from Fulton County saying they were raiding.
Oh, that was nuts.
And everybody was caught off guard, so nobody knew what to do. I said, well, look, you got to call this Francis Johnson, Gerald Griggs. These are the attorneys y'all need to call right now. I'm flattered that y'all call me and you think I have a private plane to literally come down there and physically stop it. But by the time I get there, they're going to be out of there. Call so-and-so. Here's a cell phone number.
Yeah.
See, that throws us off. That is consistent. I know we don't have a lot of time. With the letter that another Pam Bondi, another Stepford, sent to Tim Walz, say, we'll leave. You want us to leave. We'll pack up and go if you give us your voting roll. I'm going to put it on the screen. I'm going to read for those of you who can't see it on the screen. Boom, there it is. She sends this letter to Governor Walz, right? She sends this letter. Page two. You and your office must restore the rule of law and bring an end to chaos in Minnesota. Fortunately, there are common sense solutions to these problems that I hope we can accomplish together. Now, rule of law. What does that have to do with first share all of Minnesota's records on Medicaid and SNAP? All right. Allowing us to investigate fraud. There's no fraud. Y'all just want to get in people's business.
I mean, there was fraud. And Tim Walz's, investigators rooted this out. They found this out last year.
Right. So that's resolved. Second, repeal the sanctuary city policies. And third, give us access to your voter rolls. And pretty much saying, we'll leave. We'll leave town if you do that. This is right after Preddy's assassination. We will leave if you if you do that. So, folks, I want to go back. Now, they went into Fulton County yesterday because he's still trying to prove that he didn't lose in Georgia. That's crazy.
Yeah, those are Republicans who ran. Just to remind everybody, those are Republicans who ran those elections, and they're Republicans who investigated, and Republicans who said, Donald, there's nothing here.
And furthermore, Raffensperger told him in testimony, dude, there were 25,000-30,000 Republicans, I think I had the numbers right approximately, registered Republicans who did not vote for president.
Yep.
So you got to accept that. But I want to just share this with people in terms of if we're dealing with this in a historical context, and then we'll get ready to get out of here. This is the same thing that happened after Reconstruction. There was violent intimidation and forces. So this is not non intersectional and unrelated. You bring violence, you intimidate people, you threaten people for their voter rolls because you're setting up to take away people's right to vote. But what does Mark mean by that? After Reconstruction, before Andrew Johnson cut the deal, 3,000 at least black elected officials, formerly enslaved people, elected throughout the South, state legislatures, county commissioners, judges, and in Congress and the Senate, reversed. Mm-hmm. And then that began, at that time, began the era of violent voter intimidation. In other words, you could be killed for either trying to go vote or register to vote. All right. I have members of my extended family that discovered their family, some of the members of their family, relocated out of certain places in the South because there were threats to kill them for going to register to vote in Alabama and Mississippi. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
So I need people just to think. You may not, well, you know, Mark, that's too much. I can't come. Okay, don't accept it. Just watch. Watch. People are already saying I don't believe he's going to leave. I don't know if I believe he can stop the election next year. But all of this is related. What does ICE...
This year. The election's this year.
I mean, this year. I'm sorry. What role... What does ICE have to do with voter rolls?
Nothing. What does ICE have to do with the Olympics?
Right.
He's setting that... I mean, I think they're trying to get an Italian vacation paid for by the U.S. taxpayers, but...
Probably. But even if they can't stop the election... Again, y'all, it's the flashbang. Every day is something. Mm-hmm. Since we've been on there, something probably happened that we won't know about till we get off there because we're not looking at it. Every day is some drama, some chaos. He is an agent of chaos who's here to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. Some of y'all will get that on the way home.
Yeah, because they could have done this FBI raid in Georgia last year. But I think there's always something new. And I think part of it is Epstein, of course.
Yeah.
Part of it is, oh crap, this thing in Minnesota is starting to turn against us.
That's right.
And I mean, I'm not sure how... I don't think the strategy is working.
No.
I think it adds to the frustration people have because, again, he's not focused on lowering prices on day one. Like, what does the election of 2020 have to do with anything?
Right.
That's his problem.
It's bad when the SNL White House parodies... are not as ridiculous anymore. I mean, this is bad, y'all. Anyway, we got to go. Last question for you, the most important question of all to ask you. Are you going to watch, going in the movie theater and sit down and pay to watch the Melania? He already knew what I was going to say before I was saying it. And watch the Melania.
Watch the Melania. Guess what I am not going to be doing this weekend? Three guesses, but I am not absolutely under any conditions going to be doing this.
I think I can speak for Marcos, I think he would have the same reaction. If they snatched us up, first of all, y'all, seeing Maduro walking around in slides and white tube socks every night, I sleep in my shoes because if they come for me, I want to be sure. I want y'all to see me in shoes on the perp walk. So I sleep, everybody thinks I'm sleeping in my shoes. I'm just sleeping in my Timberlands because it's snowing here. One, two, if they grab me and they decided to do enhanced interrogation, said, we're going to make you watch the Melania movie on a loop. I'd be like, no. I'm going to tell y'all everything. What you want to know? I even make up stuff. Yeah, Marcos did it. We were accomplices. Marcos did it. Go get him. Because whatever it takes, you know, I'd rather be waterboarded than having to look at that movie. DailyCoast.com. By the way, folks, we've been posting. I want you to support Daily Coast and subscribe, the largest online progressive community, objective coverage of the news, especially since many of us have stopped watching news. And this show, this broadcast, this segment is live now on Daily Coast every week. It's up there right now. If you go to DailyCoast.com, you can see Thursday Coast right on the website.
Yay.
So we invite everyone to take part. My friend, good to see you. We will carry on.
Thank you very much.
All right.
We will. This is the year we build. We're gonna win big in November. It's all about educating and having people see what Trump really is all about. And you're seeing it. It's working.
And Democrats, stop listening to the consultants telling you to be quiet.
Yeah, no.
That's a whole nother thing.
No. Those Minnesotans in the streets doing the resistance against, we're going to have a statue. We're going to have a statue in Minneapolis someday. Like, I cannot wait to contribute money on the heroes for the Battle of Minnesota with our martyrs like Renee Good and Alex Preddy. And
why would you go invade and mess with a community that changed the world during COVID? Minneapolis inspired the world.
And it's a very white city. Like, it's weird that they didn't go, because it's harder for them to demonize a bunch of, you know, white women, white men, than it is for them to go into Chicago or go in LA, right, where it's more brown people. It's been weird. So I gotta go. So we can talk forever.
That just shows how stupid they are. Just stupid.
For real.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
Yeah, all right. Have a great one.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.